York City.
Yeah. Well, very, much more expensive.
Yes.
Well, so Cleveland's not that bad of a place.
No. More reasonably priced.
That's right. And on that note, let's welcome everybody to another episode of
Living the Scream.
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
That's right, yeah. Yes. We are
Die Mummy und der Affe.
Ooh, who's that voice from? You're gonna find out in a minute. It should sound familiar because we're here again. Anyway, let's just say where we're at.
We are shooting this taping this podcast live at Neighbor Brian's house in Cleveland.
We're back at Neighbor Brian's house. Woo! Hey, Neighbor Brian.
I'm sorry. Who are you people and what are you doing in here?
Just relax. We'll only be here for about an hour, but I'll introduce myself. I'm James the Monkey, Grim Gory.
And I'm Janet Takei, the Mummy, also known as Janet J.
That's right. And we host a little thing called
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
Yeah, you can see it on if you go to
www.themummyandthemonkey.com.
That's right. You can check out our show online.
Is that your channel?
That is our channel.
It is it's our channel.
Our worldwide channel.
What
channel are you on? Well, yeah, we've already been there. We'll probably talk about that again some
forever
other time.
And ever.
But we're on the biggest network on the planet now. It's called YouTube, okay? Or anything that streams.
The interwebs. Just Google us.
Yeah, but we anchor our show or upload it to YouTube. So that's where you can watch it anytime that you wish.
But don't Google too much or maybe your palms might get hairy like Monkey Man over here.
Hey, what are you talking about? Maybe I was born this way. All right. So
do we want to start with shout outs or do you want to start out with a show shot?
With a show shot and then we segue into shout outs. How's that?
Okay.
All right. So what are we drinking tonight? Let's start with our neighbor Brian. What's he got in his glass?
Glenmorangie 10-year-old scotch.
Janet, let me guess.
I think you guys know about it by now.
Jack Daniel's 10-day-old whiskey.
My favorite whiskey.
And I'm drinking something called, it was like leftover from last week. It's Dr. McGillicuddy's apple pie. Oh, boy.
It's in like one of those airplane travel bottles.
Hey, don't knock it.
That's so American.
That's right. Okay, ready, guys?
Ready.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Chars.
All right, clink the glasses.
Right.
Here we go. Down the gullet, past the gums, look out stomach. Here it comes. That was pretty good.
Wow.
Not bad. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Now that we got that formality out of the way.
Let me see that bottle.
Okay. Here you go. It's got that old-timey look to it. That was actually not too bad. A little syrupy sweet, but not too bad.
Like it's almost bottled like a little thing of cough syrup or Nerve tonic from back in the day. Yeah. One of those cure-all things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I guess if you're numb enough, you don't feel.
dumb enough.
What is it?
It tastes like an apple pie liqueur or something. I don't know. But they had a root beer one as well.
Oh, good Lord.
Ooh, yeah. We should try the root beer one.
Better you than me.
They infuse alcohol with a lot of different things now. By the way, we don't condone drinking.
No, it's bad for you, kids.
Under the age of whatever, the 21.
Remember, kids, do not drink and drive. But if you must drive, drive real fast.
Oh.
Whoa!
Beep. Beep. That's okay.
Delayed.
That's all right. It gives me a little extra to do. So,
shout
outs.
Yes, we have to do this shout out, and I keep forgetting about it. A good friend of ours, his name is Bob Hinton. Also known as Ghastly Ghoul.
A Ghastly Ghoul from
Dayton, Ohio. He is a horror host from the Dayton, Ohio area and also a radio DJ.
Yeah, he
is. Or radio personality or something of that nature.
He's got a hilarious show. You can find it if you just Google it. Look up, A Ghastly Ghoul.
So the opening song that we use for the podcast is actually A Ghastly Ghoul's band, Splattertude.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Splattertude. Thank you. We love your music.
That's right. And we have a frequent shopper that shops at the Thrift Crypt. Her name is Armani, and she really digs the stuff that we sell there.
Yes, this really cool punky chick. She's a regular customer of ours, and she said she actually listens to our podcast.
She admitted that she listens to our podcast. I can't believe that. So definitely gets a shout out that way.
Thank you, Armani.
Yep. Thank you so much. And let's see. Let's do some promos. Talk about the next. Our next episode is going to be the long-awaited, critically asked for nude show. That's right. We're going to be nude.
Nude?
We're going to be nude. We're going to be in the Nakers doing the Mummy and the Monkey show.
Whoa, so you can listen to us naked, too.
Yeah, we strongly would suggest that you, when you listen to the podcast, now that you have a little bit of heads up, to be naked when you listen to it. Why not?
And that one, it'll just be us.
Yes, yeah, you and I.
I'm naked right now.
There you go. See, he got the wrong. He got the memo.
He got the day mixed up.
But we're being professional about it. You know, actually, it doesn't look too bad sitting there.
Under my clothes, I'm naked.
But aren't we all? We need a rim shot for this. Well, there'll be a lot of rim shots next week.
Whoa. Jeez.
Anyway, so yeah, so join us next week on Living the Scream when we do the nude show.
Yes, and we also wanted to thank Todd Youngman for being on our podcast last week.
Yeah, it was great having you, Todd. Thanks, buddy, for doing it with us. He's a great guy and a really, really dear friend of mine. And
we've got another dear friend of ours.
Yeah.
Neighbor Brian.
That's right.
Who's naked under his clothes.
That's right. Just so everybody knows. Yeah.
So we've got some things we wanted to discuss.
Yeah, but before we do that... Yes, I would like to say that it has come to my attention that there were some reports of our show containing covfefe. Now, what I've done between last week and now...
Is it contagious?
Don't worry about it because I sent samples of our show to the lab.
Uh-oh.
And it came back. This week's show came back. It is covfefe free.
So everybody, thank goodness.
Just relax.
You know, I can't get the day started without a hot cup of covfefe.
Oh, my God. Well, you won't find it on this show, my friend. Oh. I'm sorry. Well, you're going to have to go get your covfefe elsewhere. But, yeah, the Mummy and the Monkey show is covfefe free. So there you go. Now you know. And the more you know, right?
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right. So, there you go.
All right.
So,
we wanted to talk about... a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes and goings-ons of our daily life.
Oh, their burps returned.
And then you're bringing back burps because we have beer here, too.
That smelled like the meatball sub I had earlier.
Oh, an Italian burp.
Oh, boy. The accent gave it away?
Well, normally we order Chinese food or pizza or something. But this time around, we had a great day. Got to hang out with your cousin.
Yeah.
And he treated us to a nice Italian meal.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious, yeah.
So, yeah, we're still full from that.
We're still a little full of Italian food.
Do you remember where you went?
Oh, boy, the name of the restaurant.
It started with an S, and it was out by...
It's on Northfield Road, close to the Roxino.
Sentito's or something?
I have to look it up, but yeah.
Started with an S, and it ended in Ito's.
Okay, well, there you go. Google it. I don't know.
Sentito's.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Sentito's.
We'll find the name out. We'll talk about it in a future episode. But yeah, it was really good, and we had a great day. Actually, we had a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little junkin' Saturday. There was a big street sale called Archwood Street Sale.
Yes, and that's closer to Ohio City, right?
Yeah.
And the Cleveland Zoo. It's like in that area.
It's close to like a mile long of garage sales and yard sales. People come out and sell everything. It's crazy. But we found some really, really cool stuff.
People were selling stuff out of their cars that didn't even live over there.
Did the zoo get involved in the sale?
Not at all.
Could you buy a penguin or...
They were out. No, but I did see people buying turtles, little baby turtles. There were people.
Wow.
And a guy, there was a fellow walking around with an armful of puppies. He was selling puppies on the street for
selling
like 50 bucks.
Puppies on the street?
And yep, 50 bucks I think they were.
And you didn't buy me a puppy?
Well, you know. Maybe next time. Or a turtle.
Or a turtle.
Yeah.
I could have had all these animal friends.
What do you need that for? You got a monkey.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Now I just need like one of those little...
And three kitties that love to eat grass and throw up in the house.
Yeah exactly. Now I use one of those hurdy-gurdies and you can put it, go on the corner and play it and I can jump around and, with a tin cup.
I've got some hurdy-gurdy music.
Oh, perfect.
You would. You always have that weird music that no one else has.
Yeah, I have a lot of ancient... pre-medieval music.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're into that kind of stuff. Like
I am.
Yeah.
Like Ren Faire type of...
Yeah. you collect artwork and pieces from that time, weaponry, right?
I do.
Repros.
And it's unfortunate you said Renfair because that used to be one of my hobbies.
Hmm. You'd go Renfair, you'd get all gussied up, go to Renfair.
Gussied up. Up.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd put on my Sunday go to meeting peasant garb. And
Did you make your own costumes and everything? Or were they like pieced together? Because actually, last Gullardi Fest, you created a costume.
Oh.
Which was a Forbidden Planet uniform.
Commander Adams.
That's right. That was pretty cool.
It looked amazing.
Yeah, the communicator was neat. The way you came up with that whole thing.
And there were two guys who pointed at me and said, Commander Adams!
See?
So,
they knew, right?
They knew. Older guys, but they got it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting because he is literally our neighbor, across the street fella. And turns out that we were in the same time and space at one point.
Yes.
What, from 2005 or 6 it might have been?
I don't remember.
We were at a Gullardi Fest.
Oh, the one in Independence.
Yeah, Independence Holiday Inn. And you were in the costume contest. And I dug up some pictures I took.
Yes.
And there you are in them. I obviously didn't know you. That was almost 10 years ago.
A British Boer War officer.
Mm-hmm. Really cool costume. They had a costume contest. Brian was up there. And, I shot a few snaps on my, on my film camera, my 35mm camera. And we were talking about it one day over here, about the different events and things we went to. And you mentioned that you were at the Sklardy Fest. And I'm like, you know what? I was there and I took pictures.
Yeah.
And I produced the images and wow.
Well, so, and you were also at the same Gullardi Fest.
It was meant to be.
In 2009 when I was like a booth babe at that show.
Wow.
Before I was a horror hostess, I was helping another vendor, promote his movies. He did B-movie type of things, sold his DVDs there. And I was trying to promote myself as a model and actress.
Right.
And they had a Gullardi lookalike contest, and I did a Girlardi costume.
Oh.
And you, so Big Chuck and Little Jock commended me, and Jim Szymanski, for being the only female to ever enter the Gullardi lookalike contest.
As Girlardi.
As Girlardi, yes.
Do you have photographs?
I do. There's old pictures somewhere on Facebook. And I had shorter hair then, and it had blonde streaks in it. So I teased it up and tried to make it all frizzy, like a fright wig.
The fright wig,
yeah. And I had the white lab coat and, did the funny glasses.
You know, I might have seen that. And I got to go back into my archives. Who knows? I might have even taken photographs of that time. But there's so much stuff that I've had that I don't even know until I dig it up, you know?
Yeah, and as a vendor, they're not selling, Cleveland or Gullardi or horror hosted merchandise. We didn't do very good. They kind of bombed that show. But it was fun that I got to be a part of that event.
Yeah.
And now we're Mummy and the Monkey, and now we're guests there.
That's right. So let's go.
You're
still not selling anything, right?
Hey.
Every now and then we'll sell a DVD.
We're trying.
I bought a bunch of kitchen magnets.
That's true.
The magnets look great. They're kitschy for the kitchen.
Aw.
Ooh. Yeah, so going back to buying stuff to sell at our store.
Yes, we scour the Northeast Ohio area. We go to flea markets, yard sales.
Estate sales.
People will message us saying, hey, you want to buy my stuff? We try to find cool things that I could put in the store. And we're kind of selective, right? I admit, I like to cherry pick. I don't want it to be a junk store, just like a crappy thrift store or something. I want it to be more like a boutique.
Yeah, a thrift store, they do sort through things, but...
And you're looking at, like, Sweet Lorraine.
Yeah, kind of like a Sweet Lorraine kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Or like a Little Curiosity.
Yeah, we call it a thrift boutique.
I call it a thrift boutique, yes.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
We do have friends that have oddity stores like Pugsley's Room,
right.
The Black Market, where they sell more like skulls and scary stuff. And every now and then we'll get in like a skull or a taxidermy piece, but we don't specialize in it. We like more of the weird little gifty type items.
Right.
Like kitschy or retro or funny.
Right. And matter of fact, we were watching TV this morning, the news or something, And they were talking about how malls are becoming extinct. Did you see that?
I have been seeing a lot of documentaries about the dead malls across America.
That's a website, matter of fact, called Dead Malls of America.
There's quite a few, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of YouTube documentaries about dead malls or dying malls. And
what about Darth malls? Just kidding.
No. No, I haven't seen any Darth malls. it is a fascinating story about the consumerism of America.
Right.
Dropping.
You mean to brick and mortar type establishments?
Well, there's a claim by people who haven't really studied it that it's online consumerism that's causing the death of malls, but the numbers don't add up. There is more online consumerism, but there's less overall, including the online, causes malls to die.
Right.
And
right. I was wondering that too, because that's what they were claiming on this piece we watched this morning, that because of online commerce, that's causing store. But they're just talking about malls. What about every other store that's out there?
Yeah, because the big box stores seem to still be doing well, but
it's just, yeah. I mean, there's Walmarts and Super Walmarts and this sort of thing. But big, giant indoor malls with, like, Sears and JCPenney's.
Right.
They're
Spencer's,
dying.
Yeah. Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Hot,
yeah, there's little stores that survive later, but when you have the big stores like Macy's and Sears closing and JCPenney's, things are changing.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I think online is definitely an impact because people are more, maybe more thrift-minded, where they're looking for the better deal, and there's so many options now than there used to be.
Right, right.
And back when, like, we grew up, the mall was pretty much our choice.
The mall had it all.
That was it. The mall had it all. You would go to the mall and look for stuff. Like, I grew up in Euclid, and they used to have Euclid Square Mall. So we would take the RTA bus up to Euclid Square Mall because it was only...
I remember hearing about that.
Because Euclid Hexagon Mall didn't really take off. But Euclid Square Mall had a better...
And they would do little events at the mall, too.
I grew up with Chapel Hill Mall.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
In Akron. And they're dying as well. Sears is closed. Macy's. O'Neill's, that used to be a big department store, has long since gone, and all that's left is JCPenney and the little shops.
Of course.
But they're obviously, it might be the next dead mall.
Well, I used to go to Randall Park Mall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's...
As a kid in the 70s and 80s.
Like, right.
And that was one of the biggest malls in the country at a
Randall
certain time.
Randall Park was?
It was, yes. It were.
Yes.
And it's gone now. It's just... half torn down, half up. Southgate Shopping Center used to be really a booming place.
Rolling Acres Mall.
Yeah, Rolling Acres. So not to get onto this all small talk, but the point of the matter is...
is fascinating.
Yeah, but we talked...
That could be a whole other topic.
That's what came up, whether we should open a brick-and-mortar store or just sell stuff online. Well, we thought... I like the physical store because... I think success is going to happen for people that are business owners that have a unique store as opposed to something you could buy a sleeping bag at or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, you have to have a different angle. Ooh, another burp.
Ooh, a hot one.
Yucky. We put the shop, I think in other towns, like if I opened it like in other neighborhoods of Cleveland or in another suburb, it would probably bomb. But Lakewood seems to have a great vibe where they love different types of food and restaurants.
It's a Cleveland, Ohio
Yeah, it's a little Cleveland, Ohio suburb, Lakewood, yeah. And they're known for all the great bars and restaurants and hangout spots.
A little artsy.
And their little artsy shops, their little boutiques.
Yeah, and on the street we're on, there are several boutiques that are not similar to ours, but they do resale stuff. But
right, there's other vintage stores and things like that. There's even a new records shop a couple doors over.
Yeah, oh, wow. Wax Bodega.
Wax Bodega, and those guys are great. They specialize in like independent bands, you know, local bands that play at, you know, Mayhalls and different venues.
Yeah, they have a really cool store. You got to go check them out. But so we were wondering sometimes, you know, whether or not it's right to have a physical shop, but one of the gimmicks—the things we wanted to do was appear as the Mummy and the Monkey in, you know, in our characters. Mm-hmm. Like every couple Saturdays, you know, we would be in store all day as our characters, and we thought that would add a little bit of an interesting slant to it.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, and we've done it. We've been there all day, you know, dressed in our character, and it's a lot of fun.
We haven't in a while, but I'm thinking this Saturday we should.
So we will. So we're gonna promote this now. So this Saturday, what is it? The 9th.
Today's the 4th?
Yeah, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So the 10th.
June 10th. So Saturday, June 10th.
Yeah.
6 days.
Yeah. So add 6 plus 4 equals 10.
Yes. So Saturday, June 10th.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah.
We will be Mummy and the Monkey at the Thrift Crypt store.
Located at?
13349 Madison Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio. We're right by the Cleveland-Lakewood border, you know. It's very close by if you're in the area.
Yeah. And we're going to film a few skits there. So if you want to be in the skit, we need some volunteers to help us out with that.
And whoever volunteers, we should cut them a copy of the DVD.
Oh, well, like all put the that DVD kind of on stuff. Skit
or send them the video link or something.
At some point. Yeah, but if you want to be in. Yeah.
I would volunteer, but I will need a Betamax copy of the skit.
Oh, okay. No problem. I have a Betamax recorder.
I thought you'd say Laserdisc.
You can't. Yeah. Well, that
I can't.
You want
a Laserdisc copy.
A video disc.
Video disc, yeah.
Video disc.
Yeah, well, mine just took a crap, so I can't tape on that anymore. But we can hook you up with the Beta. The Betamax. Hot diggity. Hot diggity dog diggity. Ooh, what you do to me?
Reel-to-reel tape or 16mm film, please.
Sure, yeah. Half-inch videotape, sure, we'll do all that.
Another thing with the brick-and-mortar versus the online, like, I do put things on eBay. I do have eBay listings for some of the items that are more maybe collectible, or maybe I think I could get a few more bucks out of, or maybe I'm trying to reach a broader audience instead of just putting it in the store.
Right.
And I didn't mean it like that, but things that are more collectible.
Right.
You know, where I think it could do well.
Yeah.
In the store, I try to keep it very reasonable.
Right. And we can keep some interesting, like, bigger pieces in the store that wouldn't be really conducive to ship. But we do a little bit of both. We sell online and we sell at the store.
But with the store, like, we try to decorate it nice. We change out the window displays.
Now, yeah, the premise was it's called the Mummy and the Monkey's Thrift Crypt.
Okay. Right.
It promotes the show.
Well, yeah, and
they promote each other.
And they promote each other. The show promotes Thrift Crypt. But we need to do probably some more events there. You were kind of bringing this up before, Janet, where we had a book signing there with some local authors recently.
Yeah, that was, what day was that?
Doesn't matter.
But anyway, yeah, it was recently. We had a local author night, and it went very well, and I think we need to do more mini events in the shop like that.
Yeah, and get some more artists on board, because I would like to feature a local artist, at least every other month or so. Right now, we still have Nicole Kazmarek stuff in there, which is amazing stuff, and we'll always keep some of her pieces in the shop. But I'd like to feature a local Cleveland artist, so if you're out there listening, get a hold of us at themummyandthemonkey@gmail.com. And we'd love to talk to you and see what you got, and we can work out a commission thing, or you can just do a showing and use our facility for that.
We're easy to work with.
Yeah, yeah. We just want to get people into the shop, you know, and maybe buy some stuff that way. But
So it's not always like vintage items. Some of it's like handmade original art that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, we try to find some unique stuff. Ran to an artist recently who does some pretty interesting stuff with little wooden boxes and puts horror movie themed characters on them. So it's pretty interesting.
Those are cool.
Yeah, we just put those up the other day. I found them the other day. But yeah, so we're having fun with the shop. Mummy the Monkey will be there again next Saturday, June 10th.
Yes.
You know, frolicking and meeting the people as they come in. Maybe scaring them as it, who knows?
Right.
We get all kind of reactions.
Now that we're not sunburned anymore.
Yeah, and we're going to definitely film a skit or two. So, yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention that. When we went to Hartville last weekend.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big
flea market. Our last week on Memorial Day.
I love their flea market. I remember going there as a little boy.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I grew up in Stowe, which is not that far from Hartville.
Right, right.
So that was the big thing we went to. I remember buying a coin there, and I remember the Amish selling pumpkin pie, and and the telephone I bought there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And...
Oh, I got to get a shot of that desktop, too, in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, you should. We talked about that in a previous podcast.
Yeah, is it okay if we post that? Oh!
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, an actual landline rotary
Remember
telephone.
That sound?
Oh, that's a beautiful sound.
Maybe it's Frank Rizzo calling.
That's what I grew up with.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I grew up with those that same phone sound.
My grandma had one like that. Everyone was going touchtone or cordless phone, and she had this old rotary phone.
When Mom got a touchtone phone and I had grown up all my life with the rotary dial, I said, "What did you do with the rotary dial?" And she said, "Oh, I just gave it to the phone company." Ah! You should have kept it.
Eh, Grandma. What do they know?
Well, and who knew that would be a sought-after thing? An old telephone.
That's the thing with anything. That's why it becomes sort of collectible.
Right.
You know, we all know that dynamic.
People don't think about
that. Right. You just sort of take it for granted. That's what's, you know, in front of you. And then, you know, 20 years pass, you're like, man, I wish I had that again.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't look like that anymore. Or they change, or the technology has superseded this sort of design.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's what I remember, you know. And I'd
like
they maybe have that, even as you know, as a piece that sits, you know, on a counter somewhere.
My friend complains about change, how he hates change.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of understand that, but he was complaining about every website and YouTube and all that, they change all the time. You know, they get updated, they get new features. Mm-hmm. And I pointed out, you know, if they weren't changing, we'd still be working on a black screen with green letters on a Commodore 64. And I said, so some change is okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Especially when you buy a parking meter. Anyway, we're coming up to the end
half
of the
time.
Halftime here. That's right. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with more of
Living the Scream!
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
With special guest, Neighbor Brian.
Hi.
Bye. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What? That's my line, Grim.
Sorry.
If you don't mind, baby, I'd like to come along.
Oh, boy, that's so cool.
Stalking, strolling by my side.
I'm telling you, I love her true, just the way she wants me to. I can't help it if I do.
Long black stalking says she loves me.
Well, you can get him, Frankenstein.
Yes. Oh. Soft drink talk. Is there Covfefe? Coke?
No, Covfefe. Coca-Cola.
Covfefe.
The V is silent.
That's right.
Like the L in Sherlock Holmes.
Like the P in swimming pool.
Wow. Wow. Where the heck did you get that one? Good one.
I don't know.
All right, so that one I will crack up another Bud Light, yes.
I am sipping water.
I will drink a Bud
Not
Light.
Not that exciting.
And we're back with Living the Scream, the behind the scenes of The Mummy and the Monkey Show, just in case you forgot. That's right, we're sitting here with neighbor Brian, chatting it up, talking about some topics in general, like brick and mortar stores, retail stores versus online stores.
The future of retail.
The future, yeah.
Zombie malls.
Yeah, zombie. There you go.
Yes, the dead malls. Zombie malls.
But I think, let's get back on the subject, that shopping at a physical store will be looked at as sort of a unique thing to
Something
do
again. Something retro.
Yes.
Maybe so, it'll like come back.
Yeah, hopefully very soon. But I think it is. I think people are starting to look or seek more unique stores to go to, again, versus something that, oh, I need to shop a sleeping bag or a soap rack or something. I can get that online. I can go to IKEA and order at IKEA or whatever.
Right.
But where am I going to get a deer skull with antlers and some kind of weird, and you don't even know this exists until you go in there.
Or a vintage bowling pin or vintage ashtray that has Parma whatever on it.
Yeah, local
Ooh.
Stuff. Yeah, we got.
Yeah,
we just
I sold
one
of those recently. It was
Parma?
It was a Parma bowling alley ashtray that said I scored over something something. I don't remember.
Over
but it was really
300.
That's probably what it was. But it was really cute.
Aww.
And I don't smoke, but it looked cute.
You just smoke in. Yeah, well, that's
well, and with
fun.
The big box stores, you go there to buy your toilet paper, your cat or dog food, like basic stuff. You're not gonna always buy gifts there.
Yeah, and we got a lot of people coming in to our shop, and sometimes they buy stuff as gifts for other people. You know, it's not just stuff for them. So,
there was a 1960s plug-a-jug game that looked
never
like
heard of
a little moonshine jug.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I sold that to a gentleman that bought it for his girlfriend because there was some inside joke where she liked those old moonshine jugs.
Right.
With three X's on the front.
Yeah,
it may have had that. Yeah,
so
but
she
it was
likes those old kind of bottles.
It was like a Parker Brother or Milton Bradley branded game from the late 60s, I believe.
Yeah, just an old vintage little board game, and it had a little it was a plastic jug and all the pieces were in it.
Yeah.
It was neat. Don't know how you play the game, but it was adorable, and his girlfriend really liked it.
Yeah, plug a jug.
Plug a jug, yes.
Yeah, so we try to dig up and find these old, cool, they don't have to be necessarily local things, but if they're cool, they're cool. And we even cobble together things that we find to make new things that people think is cool.
Right, like your latest creation that sold within minutes. Because it was really
bell jar.
Right. Well, we acquired a cat skull.
Ooh, my.
It was found out of a barn, and someone was selling it at a flea market.
Meow.
So the little animal died of natural causes.
Meow.
And I told him, asked him, do we have any bell? Don't we have a bell jar we could put that in? Maybe we could put it in a jar, add some flowers, and make it really pretty.
Yeah, we used some dried flowers from your wedding bouquet.
Yeah.
And it's some dried roses, and it came out. Interesting. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you put everything together was arranged very nicely because he's a great artist anyway.
Well, I have to thank Hot Glue for everything.
I was going to say.
Hot glue gun.
Hot glue in there.
It was awesome, yeah.
So now Whiskers has a new home.
That's
and yes,
right.
She named the piece Whiskers.
Yeah, I got a deer skull the other day, so what can I do with that?
And we have pieces and parts to make a lamp.
All kinds of.
So maybe we'll make a cool skull lamp.
That's right. And they're one-of-a-kind things, folks. So if you're looking for something different, for yourself or for a loved one, get your buns down to the thrift crypt.
Yes, and you, as an artist, you can do commissioned pieces as well.
Sure, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, anything, you know. We also take people's names and emails down.
Yes, I started
a customer
call list where if you're looking for certain items or collect certain things, like another gal collects vintage suitcases. So I message her anytime I find an old suitcase.
What you got? He's
I got an old suitcase there with I put antique travel labels on it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right under the sword.
Yeah, we have a friend who actually takes.
And you have a giant sword on the wall, so don't mess with neighbor Brian.
That's right.
Yeah, if I could lift it.
And get all Conan on you, on your ass. Yeah, so there's a friend of ours that takes, like, for instance, like the old train cases, and she guts them and puts in...
She'll reline these old cases with, like, really cool fabric or paper.
Yeah.
One was decorated like Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
One had skulls all over it.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, it's cool because you can, take those things. And I've seen some people take those old suitcases and make little end tables out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Little, like, nightstands. So, yeah, really crafty and clever things you can do with this vintage stuff,
Yeah, and that, and that's what's going to, I think, bring people to a store, so let's say, the more unique things that they have. Because, again, something you can't get at a big box store.
And we recently got in retail. A giant, what do you call those things, a scythe?
Yeah.
From the 1800s.
A scythe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grim Reaper.
Like a Grim Reaper type of Thresher looking thing. It looks all creepy.
Yeah. We've got that, and, you know, we're going to have that in the store. Yeah, primitives is the what they call those things.
Yeah, there's...
Rustic.
Mm-hmm. Some people collect the more rustic-looking pieces.
The other day at a garage sale, I found those ice tongs. Big old pair of rusty ice tongs.
Wow. You got enough to decorate the walls of a...
Applebee's.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah, our phone's been ringing off the hook. Yeah, it's Applebee's again. TGI Fridays again.
Well, and there's a lot of... We do a lot to even find that one or two cool things to put in the store. Like I mentioned, we got sunburned really bad last week because we were dumb and forgot to bring sunblock. A gentleman that was selling some things, he had boxes and of junk. And some of these boxes had broken glass. They had knives, needles. Like, we really should have brought gloves.
Skunks.
Because I was afraid of getting cut up going through this one box.
Crocodiles.
Just to find a little knickknack that was cool.
You should wear those next time.
Yeah, I should wear that suit of armor.
Those gauntlets. Yeah. Yeah, so, but yeah, and that's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine is, and I'm sure anybody would be annoyed by that, but at that particular table, he called it the dollar table. Anything on this table is a dollar. Well, there was a box, okay? And this was like a clean out, probably from some old home. There was some really neat stuff there, even for a buck. It was, some of it was junk, but it was cool junk for a buck.
It was cool junk, yeah.
But in this box, there was all this like little stuff, and I like the little stuff.
You do.
So, that sounded weird, but anyway. so I was digging through this box, and I found some really old. I knew what they were when I saw them. They're steel guitar slides for a lap guitar. They like Hawaiian guitar.
Like a Hawaiian guitar.
Yeah, but they were these heavy steel slides, and it said. Name the company.
Is it Oahu or?
Yeah, OHAU or something. But anyway, I never heard of it.
We're probably not pronouncing but it's
like
that
Cleveland,
right.
But it's like Cleveland, Ohio underneath it too. So there's like the stamped, really neat. Yeah, they're vintage. They're probably from the 40s, 30s or 40s.
Wow.
I bought two of those. I got two of those, put them on. He goes, I didn't see those in there. I'm like, really? And this is, it's a dollar box. So
yeah,
leave
you
me
can't
alone.
Go back on your word if you told us
and
it was
a
dollar.
And he was cool. He gave it, I mean, we spent $11 there and we got a bunch of stuff. We might have picked out some good things. I think we found some good stuff in there.
Some good things that other people will enjoy too.
Yeah. Hopefully people will realize what they are on eBay and buy them. But we'll see. But it's fun. I like the thrill of going out. Did you do a lot of... You said you went to... Brian, you used to go to Hartville.
Yeah.
What other flea markets or places did you go to?
I remember Hartville.
Yeah. What about Rogers?
When I lived in California... I would go to Goodwill, Salvation Army, and when I moved back to Cleveland, I used to hit Sweet Lorraine a lot.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go to a lot of flea markets, but I did love them.
Mm-hmm. What about garage sales and yard sales, things like that?
I didn't do that so much. I didn't have a store that I wanted to fill up. Selectively... purchase things.
Yeah, but you could go to an estate sale, let's say, and walk into another place your place. And go.
I went to a couple of estate sales.
Yeah,
you know,
these people collected. You could, doing that, you could essentially walk into a place that's furnished much like your place might be and go, this stuff's for sale. Yeah, so-and-so's in a nursing home or they passed away, whatever. But yeah, but then now you're like rubbing your, like, oh, this is my, you know, you never know what you're going to walk into.
Well, that coffee table trunk, that was... from an estate sale.
And that's a nice table trunk thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so see, yeah, so it's just interesting. You never, that's what we like too, the thrill of you never know what you're going to walk into.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, you can walk into, more times than not, though, you do walk into cat pee house people.
Oh, there was one house we walked into.
Or smoky cat pee house
people. They advertised it on Facebook as an, or not Facebook, on Craigslist as an estate sale.
Right.
So we went out to the house, we step in, and as soon as you walk through that door, up your nostrils. Just
it's like
cat pee. That
like
cat
you're
walking. You were punched in the
face. A cat box.
Yeah.
That hasn't been.
Giant cat box.
That hasn't been changed in 5 years.
The whole house is a cat box.
Yeah.
And that smell is just punching you in the face.
It's the fermented cat urine smell.
My mom was like that.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, this. But you get kind of get used to it.
And with
and
cats, you have to constantly clean up after them.
This is not cat talk. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
We understand, obviously. So, yeah. But this one particular house was really, really, really bad.
Was bad.
Or, you know, the smoking.
And the whole rest of the day, that's all I could smell.
Yeah. Yeah, it burns into your olfactory bulbs.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. You got to get home and take a shower and wash your clothes.
I heard if you rub a little covfefe in your nose, it takes
See,
some.
I have the same problem with lobsters.
Look at that! Look out, Janet!
A lobster! Oh, Mr. Pinchy!
Hello, Mr. Pinchy.
Homer Simpson used to have a lobster named Mr. Pinchy.
Damn right, Marge! I got my Mr. Pinchy.
I used to watch The Simpsons a lot as a kid.
That's right.
Good lord!
That explains a lot about my warped mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well. Yes, yes, yes. So,
do we want to discuss?
Are people bored of listening to us talk about?
Yeah, let's change the topic now.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for unique gifts, some fun, and you're in Cleveland, you're in Lakewood, Ohio, and come to the Mummy and the Monkeys
Thrift Grift.
That's right.
Mwahaha.
Or if you're German, Der die Mummy und der Affe.
Affe, yeah.
Affe.
Yeah, remember that's ape, monkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Affe.
Affe, yeah. Yes, that's true. Anyway.
Anyways, so we should discuss our appearances coming up.
Ooh, that's right.
Actually, we have one in 2 weekends.
Yeah,
two
coming
weeks?
Up at the end of June.
Well, hold on. We've got one more before the end of June.
We do horror hotels before that?
I think it's the weekend right before.
Oh, my gosh.
What weekend is that?
I don't know.
Let me check my calendar real quick.
Yeah, and we got questions, too.
We do have questions we need to read.
Yeah, we posted earlier today. We posted on Facebook asking people if they have any questions, like we do every week, to please post them on our Facebook page, and we will get to them. We'll try
So Horror Hotel.
Yes.
Is
Black Squirrel and Brown Tail.
Oh, that's my favorite squirrel.
Sorry,
distracted me. Squirrel.
Yeah. Very easy to do.
Oh, it is. Okay, so it's June 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's Horror Hotel.
Oh, that's in a couple weeks.
If you go on horrorhotel.net, it's got all the info. It's a little local convention where they, like independent filmmakers, horror film genre stuff. So we're going to be there Friday, June 16th. And if you go on the website, it has the location. I don't know the location right now.
Right.
Somewhere in Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
And then the really big one, we're going to be there all 3 days. It's in Mars, Pennsylvania, Monster Bash. That is June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. If you go on, I believe, monsterbash.com or Monster Bash Conference, just Google Monster Bash. It'll come up.
Yeah.
But that one's going to be cool. They're going to have a lot of B-movie actors.
Lots of horror hosts.
Horror hosts, yeah. We're going to be with other horror hosts.
Horror
host row, yes. Son of Ghoul will be there. The Midnight Movie guys will be there. I can't remember who else.
Lots of horror hosts.
Lots of horror hosts.
Yeah, from around the country, I think.
And they're going to have after parties, too. I heard they're going to give away tacos and cake, and they're doing some kind of dance.
Hmm.
Tacos and cake.
And is that where they do the Sunday morning mass for horror hosts or horror people?
Oh, yes. For the horror convention, people that are of faith, they do have a Sunday morning Monster Bash mass that's all monster themed. So that's kind of fun.
You drink the blood and eat the body, you eat real body and blood.
No.
But whose, I don't know.
Oh, they're Catholic?
Yeah, well.
Well, they have some Catholic people there.
Okay.
So yeah, they have a Sunday morning Monster Bash mass.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, Monster Bash, it'll be our first time there and we cannot wait.
Right. So yeah, those are our big appearances. Oh, and there's one more, and we can mention it more once we get closer. 4th of July.
Whee!
The city of Lakewood does have a huge 4th of July parade, and the Mummy and the Monkey will be in the Lakewood, Ohio 4th of July parade. I think we need polka music instead.
That would be cool.
But we will be passing out flyers, probably candy, too.
I'll be passing gas.
You'll be passing gas and belches.
Are you going to be in a convertible or float?
I wish.
We're going to be walking along a scarecrow float.
Oh.
There's some...
Oh, you know, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's a group that is promoting local businesses in Lakewood. I think it's called Uptown Lakewood or something, or Uptown Madison. But they have a float that has scarecrows.
Oh, perfect.
And we're going to be walking with the float.
Sweet.
I used to go to that parade all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, cool.
We're going to be in it.
We're going to be
cannot
in it.
Cannot wait. Yeah. And what else is on the list? Is that all we have written down right
That's
now?
That's what we have written down right now.
So Horror Hotel, Monster Bash, and the 4th of July parade.
4th of July parade. So that's what we have for summertime.
What's the date for the 4th of July parade?
Let us look it up. Hold on a second. This might take a
little... What day is the 4th of July?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Tuesday, July 4th.
Oh, it's on a Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday, July 4th.
Well, what's the date? Oh, wait a minute.
I think that he had way too much covfefe.
Yeah, we're
it's
milking
getting
this.
To his head.
This joke is being milked.
Yeah, this joke has been. Yeah. Like a.
It's
anyways.
Like a dead horse and you keep
beating,
beating it,
yeah.
Right. I was trying to say that and kind of lost my train of thought.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, and. We already mentioned the store appearance.
This
Saturday, and we're going to shoot
Don't
some
forget.
Skits. We're going to actually shoot some video.
Let's get some questions out there. What do we
got? And we do have questions.
We're going to go to our fans, I guess. On
all two of them
have another couple of questions. Yeah, we fresh
Ooh,
off
people
of Facebook.
Are commenting.
Oh my lord! Okay, let's do
Ooh,
this. You
we
ready, Brian?
Got comments.
Wow!
All right.
Holy crap!
Wow.
Okay, so Dino has his little...
You're hearing
this
on horror... Yeah.
The Late Late Horror Show.
Yeah.
And he helped us get a podcast.
Right.
He put, not sure if you have answered this before, but what is your fondest horror host memory as a child?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Mine was getting Son of Ghoul, I believe in Akron, on a world TV set with a coat hanger on the back for reception.
Yeah.
He was playing a midget cowboy movie, and the static was so bad, but me and my brother sat and watched the whole show.
Yeah, we did comment
on
this.
Yeah, we did comment this before.
Terror
show.
In Tiny Town.
That's right. That would be the movie. Right.
Oh,
and they're
God.
Little people, by the way, not me.
Little people. Sorry.
I used a fork instead of a coat hanger.
Oh.
But it was the same. I was in Stowe, which is in a Akron area.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, I might have seen that, too. Oh, no, Son of Ghoul, I didn't see that. I had been already moved to California.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. Yeah, I mean, I have so many fond memories of like Houlihan and Big Chuck. I remember the ghoul showing the bird, or the, what was it?
Papa Umamau?
No, everybody's heard about the bird. It was a giant claw. They were showing, he would show the giant claw.
Cool.
It was about a giant vulture type bird.
Oh, that is a sublime movie.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, they were originally going to hire Ray Harryhausen to animate a giant bird.
Really?
But they, I guess they couldn't afford him.
So they made a big puppet.
Made that really stupid, ugly, hilarious bird.
Pre-Muppet bird. It was like
That was joyously painful.
Yeah, but great movie. Any other questions?
Yes. Todd Youngman says, "Where is my episode?"
Oh, geez.
But Dino already gave him the link for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So Rich, also known as the Schlockmeister, put, Schlocky wants to know, how did the Mummy and the Monkey meet? Not Janet and James. The Mummy and Monkey.
Mm.
Well,
have you covered that yet?
Yeah,
I think we discussed that in our Origins episode. We met during a convention, Cinema Wasteland, and Ghoulardi Fest. Well, two conventions.
Daughter of the Ghoul?
We were also part of the Daughter of the Ghoul show.
Yeah.
Because Grim Gory did make appearances on the Daughter of the Ghoul show.
Yeah, even earlier.
So that's technically like how the characters kind of met.
Yeah, but we're going to reshoot the intro probably for the next season. And I have an idea to kind of show that more, you know, the kind of like a Gilligan's Island type, but where you see all what happens You know, and how these two meet.
And there'd be a song.
Yeah. A theme song.
Oh, we always need a song to go with it.
Yeah, so yeah, so we'll work on that. We'll solidify their actual meeting.
Right, so we'll do an actual...
Because we do try to do, like, the story.
A goofy character thing. But technically, the characters did meet during tapings of the Daughter of the Ghoul show. They had appearances on that.
But I think we need to go back and revisit that and maybe rewrite our own sort of history.
Yeah, but we can always redo it.
Solidify it, yeah.
So thank you, Rich, for the question.
Thank you.
And then Dino put, all the podcasts will be on iTunes under the Late Late Horror Show.
Right.
So we'll have links, and I'm sure he will too. Tony Beller put, hey, what channel are you on?
Oh, boy.
Sorry, calm down, James, LOL.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh, Tony. Oh, here we go. Okay, real question. What's your favorite horror convention? Cinema Wasteland? Monster Bash? Horror Hound? Goulardi Fest? DeBoards? Or is it a combo of all? That's tough.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, favorite. It's because they all have their own sort of vibe and pros and cons. You know what I mean? It's like...
Con!
Right. I would have to say it's a combination of both. There's stuff I get at Cinema Wasteland that I don't get at Goulardi Fest and vice versa. Things, so, you know, they're kind
of... Each one is their own type of uniqueness.
You know, at the last Goulardi Fest, I saw Big Stosh. I mean, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
But I do understand... the appeal of other conventions.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like Cinema Wasteland. Oh, sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
What's the furthest you two have traveled to go to a convention of some sort?
For us, probably...
Not Cincinnati?
Probably Cincinnati, because it's a longer drive than Detroit. The longest, though, I have... before we were doing stuff together... was Indianapolis. Okay. That was like a 6-hour drive. I went to a couple conventions out there. But we would like to do a little more traveling and venture out.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to be more, you know, we'd like to be ultimately known, like,
well, you need
to be known
anywhere.
All over.
You need a Harley and a sidecar.
Yeah.
Or a hearse.
With a sidecar.
A mummy monkey hearse with a sidecar.
Yeah,
a side coffin.
Yikes. Any more questions on that Facebook thing?
There is one. Whoa, okay. Oh, Scott Breitmeyer is a great fan from Rochester, New York, and he always puts up the goofiest comments.
Oh, that's our... Yeah, Alex. Hey, Scott, what's up?
So,
man?
Hi, Scott. Shout out to you. Wow. So, eye-popping Monsterlicious. Please make a great, funny The Mummy and the Monkey movie.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Smooches and hugs for my favorite inspirational Queen Vampy Shiro of Egypt, Janet, and her hunky monkey, Grim Gory James, the son of King Kong. Just love my new Mr. and Mrs. Munster and Mr. and Mrs. Adams.
Wow.
Wow.
What a sweetheart.
More of a request than a question, but yeah, yeah.
He's Mummy been hard, yeah.
Mummy the Monkey movie, it's...
We've had maybe a handful of people harp on us saying, you guys need to make a Mummy and the Monkey movie.
Yeah, yeah, and we're definitely working on it, yeah, get that corner.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, we are wanting to do a movie. So, that's
absolutely
in the works.
Yeah, there's some ideas that we're throwing around. The closest we have to a movie at the moment would be our Conquer the Con special.
I would think a film noir detective story would be
cool.
Would be cool.
Do it all detective style.
Who done it?
I got a trench coat. I got a hat.
I do too, but I've gotten arrested in that a few times.
Well, you're supposed to wear clothes under it.
Oh.
Now you tell me.
Well, and I don't think you want the mummy wrapped more.
No. Absolutely not. Well, I want to thank everybody for sending those questions in. And next week, hey, get some questions ready for us for our nude show. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't get any questions.
Well, you know, maybe... Well, we didn't promote you that you were going to be on this time. That was a surprise for the audience. So, but next time we have Neighbor Brian on, we'll let you know a week before.
We will.
So, if you have any questions for the man, please.
Or you can ask Neighbor Brian.
Yeah, ask. A special segment.
Yeah, maybe that should be a special segment.
Can,
or we'll just call
your
him.
Ask Neighbor Brian.
Ask Neighbor Brian.
And it can
you
be
can
about
ask him
anything.
Advice, you know.
Yeah. Dating advice. The strange
how to
smells.
Raise kids.
Yeah. How to get stains out of that. I don't know. I don't know, whatever.
Kind of like a Dear Abby.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. I think anything applies. Anything goes.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping for more Dear Penthouse, but okay.
Oh, my Lord. Penthouse forum questions, yeah.
I never thought this would happen to me, but I'm kidding.
Yeah, right, yeah. Butt spelled with two T's. Anyway.
Anyways, if you want to hear more of us and see more of us, just check us out on the interwebs, themummyandthemonkey.com.
That's right, yeah. Well, we had another great time here at the neighbor Brian abode.
Aww.
And next time I think when we talk with you, maybe we'll get into some real like weird movies that we like, you know, horror movies, things like that. We'll talk a lot more about so because you have some there's some movies that you tell us about here and there that I've never heard of,
right?
Which I would love to, you know, to bring out in the open and talk about some more.
Yeah,
so that'd be great.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. It's Sunday after all. And go Cavs, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a good, we're in the finals again.
By the time people are listening tomorrow, we'll know if they lost or won.
Yeah, that's right. And if they win this you know, this time around again, we are going. The Mummy and the Monkey will be at that parade.
Oh, yeah, we'll be.
We'll be there. I mean, we need to represent. We need to be out there.
We didn't go last year, but I heard that it was so crazy.
Well, sure, it's going to be like, crazy again if they win the finals.
I heard that.
You were just, like, kind of stuck,
That. Every parking lot at the RTA stations were full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To just get bus down there, sure.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, so. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of
Living the Scream.
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
We want to thank you for listening.
And neighbor Brian.
Yeah, so again, we'd love to hear from you. I mean, we'd love to get some email or some snail mail, you know, letters. Anything that you want to convey to us,
hate mail,
please.
Love mail.
Yeah.
We want attention.
Actually sent you a piece of mail?
Yes.
Yes.
We've gotten some. Not that
yeah,
much.
We have gotten some fan mail.
But yeah, but please, I mean,
we'd like to read more.
Yeah, we'd love to read more. So you can reach us at themummyandthemonkey@gmail.com. And we have a P.O. Box address set up, and you can get that
on themummyandthemonkey.com.
That's right. Go right us on that. Scroll down, and you'll see our P.O. Box. So anyway, that's it, right? That's a good show. You happy?
Yes. As Takei would say, that wraps everything up. And thanks so much.
That's right. Now, let's give our neighbor Brian the last word. And
goodbye. I'm sorry. I didn't think of anything else to say. Our romance, 'cause it's easier to say. It's easier to say, girl. I said it's easier to say than do. It's easy to say.